With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Authorities learning more now about the shooting incident and the White House Correspondents' Dinner attack.
Authorities have determined that buckshot from the gun of the man charged with trying to storm the White House Correspondents' Association dinner in an attempt to kill President Trump struck a Secret Service agent. That word comes from the federal prosecutor overseeing the investigation. Last week, Jeanine Pirro said there was no evidence the agent was hit by friendly fire during the incident at the Washington Hotel on April 25th. But the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia went beyond that, saying a shot from Cole Allen's weapons hit the officer's bullet-resistant vest. That officer survived. Allen was injured during the attack, but was not shot. I'm Julie Walker.
Veteran Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says American farmers are feeling the brunt of the war against Iran. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
Grassley says the Middle East conflict is spiking the cost of fuel and fertilizer in his home state of Iowa and across the country.
Diesel at more than $4, in some places it's $5 or more. Fertilizer prices have shot way up.
The senator tells the Salem Radio Network those higher costs are putting a squeeze on American farmers.
You just can't continue it.
Grassley is pushing for Congress to approve year-round sales of E15, a higher ethanol fuel blend, to help lower prices at the gas pump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is promising to release new UFO records that he says will be very interesting. He says the files will be coming very soon. Police in Austria say a 39-year-old suspect has now been arrested after rat poison turned up in some baby food jars on supermarket shelves in Central Europe. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians on the rise in Southeast Asia as Islam spreads. Here's Michael Harrington.
A new report from International Christian Concern finds that, quote, the persecution of Christians in the region is complex, damaging, and deep-rooted. It includes direct, violent, and deadly attacks and incidents, but it also involves immense, complex, and indirect pressure, discrimination, threats, intimidation, problematic laws, and social isolation. There are about 250 million Muslims across Southeast Asia and very few Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
LGBT activists targeting the National Hockey League. They're pressuring Commissioner Gary Bettman to do more to promote the gay agenda despite a recent rebellion by players over that issue. Bettman has tried to reduce the pressure, pointing to the league's long-standing relationship with You Can Play, an LGBT hockey organization. This is SRN News. A Republican congressman gets a key endorsement from President Trump as he tries to succeed Senator Mitchell McConnell.
President Donald Trump entered the fray of another Republican primary Friday by endorsing Kentucky Congressman Andy Barr for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by retiring Senator Mitch McConnell, the former longtime Senate GOP leader. Barr is facing former Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron in the May 19th Republican primary, and would have faced entrepreneur Nate Morris. In a Truth Social post just before his endorsement of Barr, Mr. Trump announced that he had asked Morris to step aside from the race to join his administration as an ambassador. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Landlords around the country hoping to settle with Uncle Sam over what they say are billions in losses due to the federal eviction moratorium in place for nearly a year during the pandemic. More than 1,500 landlords all across the United States part of that federal suit. More details at srnnews.com.